Wherever we go today, we're talking about anti-Semitism. It's everywhere. It is absolutely everywhere. Anti-Semitism around the world, we are seeing every single country. I was reading a news story yesterday about the Jews of Cambodia, a tiny little community, and how they are boosting up their security. Cambodia! Like, really? In the jungles of Cambodia? Anyhow, so I wanted to just speak to Matan Schwartz, who is the Director of Executive Affairs and Partnerships at Combat Anti-Semitism Movement. Good afternoon, Matan. Thank you so much for your time.
Hi there. Good afternoon. Good afternoon to the listeners as well.
Thank you very much. Do we have statistics on, you know, overall, what has been the increase of anti-Semitism? Or is it just becoming more reported?
So no, it's definitely on the rise, especially in the past few months, like you mentioned. It's about an increase at about 84% on hate speech and anti-Israel, anti-Zionism, anti-Semitism. And most of it is coming from the left. There's a rise in 84%. That's according to our last report that came out last week, the Combat Anti-Semitism Movement's last report. While there is also a growth on anti-Semitism on the right, but like I mentioned, the growth in the past 3 months has been 84% among anti-Semitic incidents.
Those are the reported?
Yes.
How many? Do you have an idea of how many aren't reported? I mean, it's obviously a guess, but do we know? Do we have any indication?
It's multiple incidents a day from around the world. It's France, Spain, Greece, Australia, America, United States of America, Canada. It's multiple incidents a day.
What's driving this? You know, when I look at our people, we are not bad people. We are not evil people. We try and do good in the world. What is driving this?
So what's driving this, of course, is the war in Gaza, and the images being shown on social media. That's what ignites it. But on the other hand, where is it fair game criticism towards Israel or Israel's policy, and when is it blatant anti-Semitism? That's where the line is drawn, and what we're seeing is blatant anti-Semitism. You know, if it's kicking out Jews from a restaurant because they're Jewish, you don't even know what their policy is. You don't even know if they agree with Israel's policy or don't agree with Israel's policy, or who they voted for or didn't vote for, or they're not, or they have even no connection for Israel. But just because they're Jewish, and just it so happened that the owner of the restaurant doesn't like what the Jewish state is doing, that's not a reason to kick out customers. So obviously we're seeing a lot of criticism towards Israel. A lot of it is fair game, that they're criticizing according to if they agree to policy or not policy, and that has nothing to do with anti-Semitism. But a lot of it, the line is been crossed a long time ago, and it's already blatant anti-Semitism and just Jew hatred. Nothing to do with the state of Israel or with Israel's policy in Gaza.
Maybe you can explain something to me, because maybe it's anti-Semitism, maybe it isn't, but you sound like somebody who understands a bit more about in-depth human psychology. So people who know, and who through their own experience, through their own knowledge, would know what the truth is, but continue to perpetuate false stories about Israel. Why?
So that's a very, very good question. We're seeing in the last months, or maybe anything post October 7th, is anti-Zionism equals anti-Semitism. People are denying the right of Israel to exist, are denying the right for a Jewish homeland, and that is blatant anti-Semitism. That is, there's no other way to call it. However, you have people who say, I like Israel, I think Israel has a right to exist, Israel has been existing, Israel is a full-functioning country, I even like the people of Israel, I even there were governments in the past where I even was found in Israel. I just, what's happening in this current government, I don't agree with, and I think I need to protest this. That doesn't anything against Israeli people, or anything against Israel, or anything against Jewish people. I guess that's more or less where the line is drawn, is where it's fair game, or legitimate criticism, than blatant anti-Semitism.
you know, there's a whole nother aspect to this. And this, that is that anti-Semitism could be something entirely supernatural to keep the Jews Jewish, something that God brings us to keep the Jews Jewish, because if our neighbors were nicer to us, maybe fewer Jews would still be Jewish. Just an idea. What's your thought? He's going to say he hates
actually
it. I know.
Very good. Yes, no, but that's definitely a very good point. And also, you know, you ask yourselves, what is a community? What is a Jewish community?
Yeah.
How does a community define itself? Is it about believe, or is it about believing, or is it about belonging, or is it both? And yeah, I mean, there is some to that. On how we keep together, and are we not being a threat to others, which obviously we're not, because we're a community that has been basically forever living among other minorities or among different communities, and pretty much got along and thrived in every country, including in South Africa.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's necessarily as a community, but that is definitely a good point and something to think about.
I had this conversation with a colleague, and he was saying, you know, and we were talking about the country, and you're saying, but it's our country, and how can the Jews be treated so badly in South Africa? And I said, but it's not our country. We are here to uplift the country. We are here to fix the world. We have a country. Our country is called Israel, right? And it doesn't mean that we're not loyal to South Africa. God forbid. We are very loyal to South Africa. But taking South Africa and claiming it as our own, then I think we become everything that people fear we are. That's just my 5 cents. Matan, are you have you picked yourself up off the floor yet?
Don't worry, I'm here.
You've heard
I'm
worse.
Okay. So I think us as diaspora, we have a unique unique stance where we're also loyal to our own country and our own nationality, but we also have a homeland to look upon too. So I think we're unique in the world in that sense. And it's fine. It's not a fiction. Be loyal and proud of your nationality wherever you live. It's in South Africa or Australia or the United States or France or Germany.
Yes.
And you know that as a Jew, as part of the Jewish people, you can always look at the state of Israel as your homeland or somewhere or where you are safe and you belong. So it's not a contradiction, and we, I think us as the Jewish people, we're lucky to be in that stance where in that unique stance where we can be proud Jews in the diaspora and also have a homeland in Israel.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Matan Schwartz, thank you very, very much. And I hope that we get to hear from you more. Matan is the Director of Executive Affairs and Partnerships at Combat Anti-Semitism Movement.